Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throw down your guns. Throw down your guns.
I kind of expected to talk to the Speaker of the House of Delegates about the ongoing special session that Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam called. But man, this thing wrapped up within 2 hours yesterday. So we're kind of recapping what happened yesterday and what happens going forward. Kirk Cox, who's the Republican who represents Colonial Heights, who is the Speaker of the House of Delegates, joins us now. I've read a bunch of different stories about how things went down yesterday. Tell me from your perspective what occurred.
Yeah, John. Well, thanks for having me.
Of course.
It was pretty simple. We went in, basically adjourned to a date certain, which is November 18th. And then we are basically asking the Crime Commission, which has gubernatorial appointments, attorney general, legislative, both Senate and House appointments, take a comprehensive look at all the bills that were filed, except for the Virginia Beach bills that dealt with victims' funds, et cetera. We sent those straight to appropriations so we can actually hopefully maybe even kick those bills out later on. And then and here's the simple reason for this. And the Democrats proved my point yesterday, which no news outlet has covered. But we have something called the procedural resolution that allows you to basically set what bills you can deal with. And procedural resolution was very narrow. It said public safety, mental health, and things like the Virginia Beach Victim Crime Fund. The Democrats put a floor amendment in to say, we don't want to do mental health. We don't even want to do the Virginia Beach Victims Crime Fund. All we want to do is gun control. So we were never going to have a comprehensive look at this. I thought that was an unbelievable
move. Why would they do that? I mean, I thought the mental health thing, everybody agreed, was one of the key issues here, besides the gun stuff.
They said that could wait to January. So that mental health in Virginia Beach can wait to January, but their limited gun control could not. And I've not seen one newspaper report that, which is disturbing, I got to tell you. I mean, we need to be giving balanced views of what happened. And so,
yeah, I agree with you. That's pretty revealing.
Their hand.
That
pretty much showed their hand.
Yeah. So just so everybody who's listening to this program understands what happens with the proposals that the governor had unveiled and the additional proposed laws that some members of the General Assembly put into the hopper, what does happen next?
Yeah, the Militia Police Committee and the Courts Committee referred those bills over to the Crime Commission. And to your point, it's both sides. And so, you know,
it is bipartisan.
It's bipartisan. I've touted, you know, as you know, on the show several times, this a two-time domestic violence offender, 60-day mandatory minimum. We've lost, unfortunately, 36 victims to domestic violence. But that went over there, too. And so, you know, and also, obviously, both anti and pro Second Amendment bills. They have professional staff. They can compare what goes on in other states. Mm-hmm. The other thing we really want them to look at is the Virginia Beach investigations that are ongoing to see what comes out of those. We've argued all along that until we have those results. And if I could say that, you know, at some point we're going to have to deal with facts. You know, Virginia Beach, I think everyone now has admitted the governor did a boy state that nothing that the governor put in his package would have done anything as far as Virginia Beach goes.
Right.
And I felt very strongly it was going to be a 6-day circus. And obviously all they wanted to do, and the procedural resolution showed that, was argue for a very limited set of gun control bills, which have not been effective in Maryland, the District of Columbia, you know, Chicago, et cetera. So that's where we're at.
Yeah. Do you think that there is a political blowback to pulling the plug so quickly, or as some of my colleagues who, you know, do public relations in political campaigns have asserted, that you prevented a week of negative nastiness where Republicans are just beaten up on and have still provided an outlet for a serious conversation?
Well, I think that was the key for us. I mean, we just didn't feel like we could have any kind of policy discussion well-rounded on mental health, et cetera, you know, and it was going to be nothing but 6 days of politics, you know, rallies, emotional speeches, people shouting from the gallery like yesterday. And we just felt like that was going to do the Commonwealth any good at all. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of good things going on in the Commonwealth, John. You know, CNBC just named Virginia the best state for business. And I think if you look even on the public safety piece, we have the lowest recidivism rate of any state and the fourth lowest violent crime rate. And so let's deal a little bit in the facts of where Virginia is vis-a-vis some other states, you know, as far as some of these things go, and then have a prudent discussion on how to move forward, not just an emotional, you know, there is no connection to Virginia Beach discussion.
Yeah. What does happen next politically? Because you've got to be looking at some of these races and thinking, all right, this is a potential wedge issue. It's obviously one that prominent national Democrats and national Democrat funders are going to exploit. What do you do to make sure you don't get rolled here?
Well, I think that was the intention of this whole special session, was to gin up that, you know, national base. But let me say also that, you know, for us, we think there are a lot of law-abiding Second Amendment, you know, if you think of one-third, I think, of Virginians actually have, you know, own a gun. There are a lot of concealed carry permits. And we're basically saying they're very law-abiding citizens. I think the lowest crime rate dramatically is those that have concealed carry. And so, you know, I think also a lot of people feel like we did the prudent thing. We didn't just bend to emotion, et cetera. So I think politically, you know, that's the prudent way to go. I think people are looking for a responsible governing, and I think the Democrats just look like it was nothing but a political sideshow. I mean, let's remember, Governor Northam, 4 days after this tragedy, was calling for the special session.
Yeah.
Called me the morning of his announcement. And so, speaking of politics, I mean, I think it's been a lot to change the subject for what's going on with the Democratic leadership.
Yeah. Have you spoken to the governor again? The last time you and I chatted, you said that there wasn't a lot of direct communication with him. So it's not just the press that's getting frozen out.
No, we have not spoken at all about his proposals, about a more comprehensive approach, nothing.
You've had a few governors that you have worked with. Is this weird to you?
Well, it's weird to me in that the first year, you know, we talked often, as I've told you. And ever since the scandals broke, that's totally changed. And I think if you look even at these supposed roundtables on gun violence, they've been very one-sided. And so I think the whole thing was basically meant to be a show to, as you say, sort of gin up the Democratic base. And that's not what we're after here as far as public policy goes.
And to be clear, you would take the call from the governor and speak with him on the phone or meet with him if that was offered.
No doubt. I think that's your obligation. I mean, he's elected. I'm elected. And no doubt. I mean, I think, you know, that is something that certainly I would do.
Yeah. Hey, Delegate Kirk Cox, the Republican from Colonial Heights, who is the Speaker of the House of Delegates and has been a couple of decades down there and has seen a lot of stuff happen. I really appreciate you sharing that insight with us this morning. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.